Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The RNC co-chair Michael Whatley joins us again in Philadelphia. Chairman, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be on with you, sir.
Well, tell me, the negotiations with CNN, everything settled, or are we going to say Casey Hunt can't be anywhere near the scene on Thursday night?
Well, I think that she's probably going to put her tail between her legs and run away. But, you know, I think right now we're very excited about the conversation that we're going to have on Thursday night. You know, really, truly, the first time, you know, that we've ever had a debate between two presidents that have had 4 years of experience. We got real track records and real records that we can talk about. And we're really excited about the opportunity President Trump has to really lay out his vision for America.
Do you like the idea of the are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Because the mainstream media, Michael Whatley, is straining themselves. NBC just wrote a 5-page report saying, well, it's hard to tell if you're better off than you were 4 years ago.
Well, look, I mean, grocery prices are on average up about 20%. Gasoline prices up over 50%. It costs twice as much for you to buy a house as it did 4 years ago. And real wages have actually gone down. So I think that's a pretty clear answer for the American people. I think if you look at the southern border, we've had 10 million illegal immigrants that we know of who've come across that border. We don't know who they are, where they are, or what they're doing. Under President Trump, it was the most secure border we've ever had. In President Trump's tenure, Russia was in check, China was in check, Iran was in check. Right now, we've got conflagrations going on across the world, the Middle East. We've got Iran openly firing missiles at Israel. Russia has invaded Ukraine and parked nuclear missiles 90 miles off the U.S. coast in Cuba. And China is saber-rattling in Taiwan. So it's really hard for me to imagine anybody making a case that we're better off under Joe Biden.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, let's talk about Biden's prowess. I'm a communicator. You are, too. I don't see him as a very good debater. But we don't want to set the media trap here of the expectations being so low that he may even be practicing just standing up for 90 minutes. If he does that, he's the winner. So give me a sense of how we calibrate this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's not about whether he can stand up for 90 minutes. It's about whether he can defend his record of weakness and failure, and about the opportunity for President Trump to lay out his record of strength and success.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing, too. Let's hear from you, and I'm sure President Trump, I hope he really drills down on this. Their argument is, what's the metric that we use to judge on some metrics, stock market, things of that nature, not horrible? I think the number one thing to me, and probably to you too, is where does my dollar go? What do I do with it? Inflation is the metric here.
Yeah, I could not agree more. You know, and metric is not, it's a great way to describe it, but inflation is not just a statistic. It is something that every American is actually experiencing in real time. The fact that the average American family is spending more than $1,000 a month on basic living necessities, things like groceries and gasoline and housing, than they did 4 years ago, that is very real because they're not making that much more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to turn a little bit because, you know, I've read a lot about you, why you were chosen. I know your background has been very successful. Election integrity with our listeners. Every time you and I talk, I want to get an update. I know there are a lot of things, lawsuits. We had on, I'm not sure if you're following this one, Bruce Castor is a friend of mine and big-time attorney, defended President Trump in the second impeachment. There's a suit here in Pennsylvania because of all the errors, so many errors. that it's hard to know if you can count, according to an act of Congress, that election as legal. And I think it's legit to be trying to get some of these questions answered before the election. We don't want just battles after the results are in.
Could not agree more. You know, and Laura Trump and I had a fantastic Protect the Vote workshop up there in the Philadelphia area just a week ago. And, you know, we're very real about getting the rules of the road set the right way. And we want the right rules of the road in place. And like you said, with all of the lawsuits that we have filed in Pennsylvania and around the country, all of the regulation changes that we're seeking, all of the law changes we're seeking, you got to have them done before voting starts. Because once voting starts, you're locked, right? And then obviously, once people start voting, we want to be in the room. That's an absolutely critical part of what we're doing with observers and attorneys. We're recruiting them in Pennsylvania and all across the country. People can go to protectthevote.com to learn more about what we're doing. But as you said, we want to make sure that the lawsuits that we're filing, the regulatory changes we're trying to make, are done before the voting starts.
I saw an article today. I know how busy you are. Maybe you didn't see this, or maybe you're aware of it. The Biden administration was stopped. They wanted to use school children on Indian reservation schools to help register Democrat-leaning voters, to have them send stuff home with elementary school kids. And somehow or another, I'm not sure who blocked it, but people got wind of this, and apparently they had to drop it. Doesn't seem like that's the right way to go if you want to have a fair election.
Yeah, the Biden administration has really, truly tried to open up every bag of tricks that they can find and find ways to use the federal government to win this election. And it really is, you know, not supposed to be engaging in these types of activities. And we're starting to see a lot of pushback on the efforts that they're making. You know, basically what they want to do is federalize Zuckerbucks. That's a thing that we were able to get pushed out in a lot of states following the 2020 election. The last thing we need is the federal government picking up the project.
Parting question for you, Chairman. How is the mail-in balloting process going? You know, when you can vote early, when it's legal, ballot harvesting where it's legal, and, of course, voting by mail, particularly in Pennsylvania swing states. What's your sense of that?
Yeah, we're getting a lot more traction on this since President Trump has kind of really initiated our Swamp the Vote project. And that really comes down to, as he said, it is great if you want to vote early. It's great if you want to vote by mail. It's great if you want to vote on Election Day. The key is you got to make a plan. You got to execute the plan and deliver your vote. And so we are pushing very hard in Pennsylvania and all around the country where early voting and mail-in voting is legal for people to engage in the process. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, are not going to be able to vote on Election Day. We got to make sure that they vote. So we really support all of the above, and we want to make sure that you come up with a plan and you execute the plan.
Best place to go if people want to volunteer or more information, whatever, where do they go?
Two websites for you. The first one, if you want to be part of our ballot protection team and you want to be part of the election integrity effort, is protectthevote.com. Second, if you want to help turn out the vote and you want to make sure that we're going to get enough votes out in a state like Pennsylvania, go to swampthevoteusa.com, and we'll get you signed up, trained, and deployed.
Absolutely. Chairman, thank you. Thanks very much for the visit today.
Yes, sir. Take care, Dom.
All right. Michael Whatley here on Talk Radio 1210, swampthevote.com. Got to like that. So it seems to me that we're not seeing something like Zuckerbucks. I just told you the story. It's true. The woman who heads up the Interior Department is Native American. So on these reservation schools, they are going to town. Hey, you're going home for kindergarten. You know, remember now, bring your lunch money tomorrow. And here, your mom and dad's, can they vote? We don't care. Just let's take care of that. Give them these forms. Get them to fill this out. Bring it back tomorrow. I'm watching footage as we speak, and something occurred to me about the protests, the mob that wanted to attack Jewish people in L.A. at the synagogue. You should know that Biden and others have said, no, 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 this is out of bounds, and they're not saying what they're going to do about it. And the reason is we already have a law in the books. Do you remember the FACE Act, F-A-C-E? Remember who got charged with that? Remember what happened to Mark Houck? Mark Houck got into it over here at, what is it, 12th and Pine at the abortion center. Even Larry Krasner didn't prosecute. He had a little pushing match, a little back and forth with this one guy. And then suddenly the whole world shows up at his house at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, pointing guns at his wife and kids. Well, these clowns clearly under the FACE Act, the last 24 hours, it's more and more has come out on this, have no right to even protest at a synagogue. He can't go there and do that under this federal law. Just the same act that made it sacrosanct to be doing anything around an abortion clinic. So here we go. Abortion clinic, even Krasner doesn't prosecute, send the federal government with automatic weapons to terrorize children. Synagogue, rabid anti-Semitic mobs attacking that. Well, we'll say it's not the right thing to do, but we're not going to be sending anybody anywhere to bother them. We're scared to death of them. So a piece today made the point, Charlottesville, we talked about yesterday, that finally Snopes gave it up, and Dan had a theory why, which was a good one. They gave up the notion that this was a fact, that Trump said, yeah, yeah, the Nazis are very fine people. And we played for you ad nauseum, and they finally admitted, no, that's not a fact. It's going to be interesting to see if Biden is called on that on Thursday night, because that's why he said he ran for president. Maybe he shouldn't run this time since that's no longer a fact. But the bottom line is these Charlottesville types of attacks, maybe not quite on as big of a scale, they happen a lot. And most of the time, there are these elements that are pro-Gaza, pro-Hamas. They're attacking Jews. They're attacking everybody else. And they're doing it repeatedly. And all we get from Biden is, no, don't do that. That's wrong. What about the FACE Act? What about tracking? There's also various belief out there that the LAPD were told to stand down, not to confront them and drive them out of there. FACE Act, F-A-C-E. It's funny how that works. Mark Houck, come after him with the full force of the FBI, etc. These mobs that are out of control and just see that they want to go after Jewish people and synagogues. They just can't get enough of it. That's what the law was written for. It was to stop these mobs from doing this type of activity. Every one of them should be arrested. And he ought to be charged under that. The penalties are rather severe. It was put in to stop what we saw in Los Angeles. It wasn't put in to arrest Mark Houck 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning with his wife and kids. This is what we're living under. I mean, if they had arrested Houck and arrested this, I still don't think it's right, but okay. But that's what the law is. It says you can't be doing this stuff. And the intention is to say, no, we know how serious this is. You're not going to go down this path. All right, we got a great side question today. Alex Trebek, stamp, forever stamp, coming his way. I think he's been dead 5 years, which is hard to believe. I think it's a 5-year window. Who would you like to see on a stamp? All right, we have a lot. I'm telling you, Dan, someday Springsteen's going to be on that stamp. You'll see it, without a doubt. Could they really put Howard Stern on a stamp? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he kept his relevance high, possibly, but he's fallen off.
True. That's right. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest exceeded him in popularity.
Ryan Seacrest.
He deserves one.
Stamp, all-time captain of...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The
2024 Dick Clark, Dom.
Oh, it's coming out for Dick Clark?
No, I'm just saying he is Dick Clark for 2024. He's this generation's Dick Clark.
Maybe. I interviewed Dick Clark in person. I don't know. I can't see that yet. He actually told me, hey, kid, watch me run this down. You know, I said, can you do it in 30 seconds? Can I do it in 30 seconds? And he did some commercial. I wish I still had it.
We got Coach K, by the way, the dice.
Oh, God. Yeah, no way. That fraud, that weasel. Hey, ask that guy if he wants him on there because of how he, as a weasel, Dan, at Duke, went after the lacrosse team.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did they do? Now, I'm not saying every activity of theirs was the good housekeeping seal of approval, but they didn't do anything criminal. Not Coach K. By the way, Dan, you know, he always told us about his program when he recruited Kyrie Irving. Did he ask him if the world is flat? Because that's what Kyrie Irving says, the world is flat. And he got into Duke. Just saying, you know, maybe the turnaround jumper is more than earth science. You think Kyrie Irving would pass some geology class saying the world is flat? Yeah, he scored 40 the other night.
Yeah, Duke's not a high prestigious university with academic standards.
We don't need that. No. Super sharp producing from Dan here. Wow, it's on a Tuesday already here.
Yeah, right,
we'll play you a little bit from CNN. Remember yesterday we had to interrupt, and I told you how Casey Hunt, whatever the Hunt woman's name is, could have handled it saying, look, I need you to answer the question about Biden. And then, you know, you want to comment on why you think this is unfair. You agreed to it, she could have said, though. Why did you agree to it if you think these moderators are that unfair? I'll even stipulate you're saying they're unfair. Could have given her a chance. They had a drag queen on, I guess it was yesterday, because I saw the clips this morning. And how the drag queen is not fact-checked, yet the Trump person can't make a comment about Jake Tapper. But someone's going to have to explain to me another big fundraiser for Democrats with Dr. Jill Biden last night in Philadelphia. And I'll tell you where in Philadelphia. $450,000. Carole King sang. Brendan Boyle was there. The Dean of Decency was there, too. Oh, the two Decency. And Ed Rendell, who I like, attended. But it was held in Chestnut Hill. Now, these are the people, Dan, the Gerber family. Oh, no, the Case family, Jen and Greg Case, at their home in Chestnut Hill.
At their home?
At their home in Chestnut Hill with us. Yeah, it must be palatial.
Impressive, yeah.
These people bother me because just a little pickleball noise and the world ends. Yet they want progressive after progressive. You know why? They're insulated. You're in Chestnut Hill. You're not worrying about rampant crime and everything else. So you can be holier than thou. Bring in Dr. Jill Biden, yuck it up, who said, yeah, let's stop this talk about age. Donald Trump is almost as old as Joe. I mean, how many times do we have to say, I saw Bernie Sanders at the hip hop festival with Bowman and AOC. He looked a lot better, sounded a lot better than Joe Biden. He's about 84. He had a heart stent thing. Remember that during the campaign, the whole thing. And he's a lot better than Joe Biden. Yeah. I don't know if, by the way, Bowman put on quite a performance, rolling up the sleeve to show the bicep. By the way, Dan, a point of order, not that I can turn to you.
This is a political rally.
I know. I don't know if I can turn to you on this question. I may have to tag in somebody else. You know, the appropriate thing, if you're working out, is not to show your arms.
Wait, that's insulting.
Right. It's the core. It's the core that you show. So I thought he'd be showing that if that's what he was.
Wait, when you're working out.
If you're in shape and you're bodybuilding.
No, you show the arms.
I think that's passé.
Pump it up a little bit.
That's the Charles Atlas or something.
So you're wearing cutoffs to the gym to show off your beautiful pecs?
It's the six pack that you want to show. And I don't know if Bowman wants to show what the deal was.
Did you make your pecs jump like Terry Crews?
No. All right. But these Chestnut Hill people, Carole King comes in too, and telling us that they're for the little guy, you know, as they carted off $450,000 yesterday with Dr. Jill Biden. Way to go, Cases. in Chestnut Hill, the Krasner voters probably, you know, because they don't have to suffer any of this of what the rest of the world is going through. But the message is not Biden's age. It's just he's always been stupid, and now he's really declined. It's him. And the idea of comparing him to Trump as far as energy, as far as awareness, as far as just humor is stunning. Rather than having the two of them end to end, Dan, I would rather they have the two really close together. I'm a big believer in the closer you are together in a debate, the more you get the juices going. You know, that's what I want. Bigger the audience, the more of that. My favorite debate of all time that I was involved in, not as a moderator, was with Admiral Joe Sestak over at Cheney. You know, the one we had to play it today, where he said he had a 90-year-old woman who couldn't vote because guys like Dom wanted to have voter ID. And I said, well, let's go and take care of that right now. And he goes, we already did. Oh, man. Dan, if you had seen my, I don't know if you have the video of it. I know you have the audio. If you had seen my face when he said that, it was like, oh, babe, we're going to be here a long time with this one, Joe. All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. So to the question, how would you, I mean, I think Trump just has to say, channeling Ronald Reagan or himself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? They think they can answer that. The Biden people think they can honestly say, yes, to the average American, you're better off than you were 4 years ago. Based on what? What's the metric? Inflation is what brings down countries. And what this guy has created is baked in, and he's going to continue to do it because energy is at the root of it. So who is it that is better off now than they were 4 years ago? Only a small segment of the population. Most people, even if they've gotten pay raises, it only keeps up with the rate of inflation. It doesn't give you more wealth. It just lets you keep chugging along. It's a pretty obvious thing. Isn't that the only thing really that counts rather than all this macro information he wants to give? So how will he answer it? Well, if Trump goes with that, Biden's going to talk about the stock market. He's going to say, you just want to give tax breaks to the wealthy. He's not going to answer that question. Now, will they pull him back in? Not sure. I mean, it'll be so obvious that we need to get an answer to that. In fact, I would spend, Dan, I'm not making this up. If I were in charge of this debate, I would spend the first half hour, just out of 90 minutes that I have, on one thing. Are you better off than you are 4 years ago? And I go back and forth with them, and I let them go back and forth with each other a good bit here and try to referee it to get to the bottom for the American people. On what basis are you better off now than you were during the Trump years? What's your metric? What are you citing? And I just think the greater proportion of Americans have to agree they're not better off. How could they be with this inflation? 855-839-1210. Let's go to Gary in Newtown, who's been waiting. Hey, Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Good afternoon, Dan. I'm pretty sure that if I gave my answer of Bruce Springsteen, Dan might want to move off, but I'm pretty sure that this one might want may want you to move out of here, too, which would be Caitlyn Jenner for your side question and a stamp. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't have any objection to Caitlyn Jenner, but why do you think worthy of a stamp?
Well, because that's where we are today. I mean, like, why wouldn't it be Caitlyn Jenner or Leah Thomas? Because when someone opens this up 100 years from now and go, why are we giving stamps to people that are claiming to be one thing when they were born something else and allowing Title IX to be eradicated just because that's the way they want it?
Okay, I got you, but I don't think Caitlyn Jenner's been. I'm just shocked. Bruce Jenner was the world's greatest athlete, was unbelievable. I mean, it's a stunning story to me still, but I don't think Caitlyn Jenner is Leah Thomas. I don't see that. You know, I mean, that's a choice. I don't think it's an advocacy of anything. Okay. Coming up, 855-839-1210. You get on board. I mentioned we had on a great guest, Donna Shurin from Saturday. Making a point, what's going on in Harrisburg right now? They're saying if you have a well-run school district, you're keeping costs down, et cetera, you're going to be penalized under what they're up to. And the Philadelphia Inquirer's got like 8 printed pages today. They're scared to death if the voucher system goes through, some kind of school choice. Then kids that are not in very low-performing schools, but in mediocre schools, could take advantage of it. What is it with progressives? And what is it with it is this. They have to hold hostages. They have to hold parents and kids hostage in the Philadelphia public schools. They can't convince them of their ideas. The only way they have them is don't let them escape these monstrosities called the public schools in many of the big cities. They're hostages. You got to keep them there. If you let them go, then what's going to happen? Only those whose parents don't know enough or care enough or whatever are going to be in those schools. Then what are we going to do? One occurred to me, Dan, about who should be on a stamp. And I'm surprised if he's not. Sullenberger, the pilot. Imagine a guy, Dan, you're on board and says, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to land on the Hudson. I made up my mind. No. Sit back. It'll be a smooth landing. And made sure every single person got off. That is one of the most both skillful and daring, audacious things you could possibly think of. I remember the day that he pulled it off. Yeah, definitely a stamp. And our buddy Minnie in Texas, you got to say, that is a great stamp, Dan. The one with my picture on it.
Looks now, good, right?
I have to tell full confession. Some of that is Photoshop. The guys that did it did a great job. It was for a magazine cover.
You're not supposed to reveal that, Tom.
No, I am. I'm honest about these things. Because nobody can look like that. Dan, I'm looking at that saying, who's that guy?
Yeah?
Yeah, they fix every little...
I mean, while we're on the topic, you also have Tony in the chat saying, "Look, you look good with your new bangs. Did you change your hairpiece?" So, see, this is proof. You're honest where you need to be. Look, you were Photoshopped there, but you also have real hair.
Well, it was Photoshopped, and they were coloring the hair and doing little things with the hair. Just the way they made the... I don't think I had that pocket square quite as good as they did it. That's how good it was. That's what you need when you take a picture. Okay, so 855-839-1210. You will get on board. One of the things that we've been talking about today... We have added facts. They brought in today for a bail hearing and bail denied. Or was it yesterday's was $10 million. These two people that are here illegally in Houston that allegedly murdered the 12-year-old girl. And one of them, Dan, had on their ankle bracelet. I'm not sure about both. The ankle bracelet is what you get from the Biden people at the border so that you'll allegedly report to when you're supposed to report for your asylum hearing. Did that give us any level of protection, this maniac walking around with a ankle bracelet? And the other thing that came out, sadly, is they assaulted her for hours sexually before they murdered her, allegedly, and dumped her into a creek, 12-year-old girl. This in some way, shape, or form is going to come up during the debate. Biden's counter is going to be, well, you Republicans, if you had let me give me the money, I don't have this, that, and the other. Is Trump going to drill down and precisely state the Trump policy, what he did precisely to keep America safe and to keep people in Mexico rather than allow them to come into the country? And the thing that's the most infuriating, I'm watching Fox the last 2 days. They keep on saying, well, the DA thinks this should be eligible as a death penalty case. And that's in Texas. If you can't get the death penalty for this and do it within a relatively brief period of time in Texas, then what in the world is going on in this country? Do we actually have the death penalty anymore? So imagine, assault her for more than hours. Rape her, assault her, kill her, throw her in the creek. The guy's got the ankle bracelet on. Just stalking her, wandering to downtown. They see her just stalking around. Why? Because they're here illegally. They don't have anything else to do. And we're supposed to say this is fear-mongering. You're just zoning in on the worst. You're blaming all immigrants. I'm not blaming all of anything, but significant numbers of people are here that are committing crimes that we don't need. Second of all, we don't need more people coming into the country illegally, whatever their intention is, do we? Why would we want that at this point? Without a proper asylum hearing and all the things that should go into it. Are these legitimately asylum cases, or are they more likely economic reasons? People are coming here, they want to, and that's, you understand that with a family. But that doesn't mean it's in our interest to allow more people to come into the country. We already have enough, more than enough. Which gets into the debate on Thursday. And I think they will ask President Trump, well, you've been talking about deporting these people. How would you do it? You know, and they just can't conceive of the idea that we would be able to methodically reduce the number of people that are here illegally into the country. They right away start, are you going to go kicking in doors, door after door? No, I think there's a lot of people out there hiding in plain sight. You just heard, we had on Donna Shurin today, who is the representative out in Saturday, Dan. She said, we got the meatpacking industry there. You know what that means. And I knew exactly what she meant. You have people coming there illegally. They go to the schools. Kids don't speak English. You have to start from scratch. So how hard would it be? I'm not saying to round up everybody that's in the country here illegally. How hard would it be to start to cut down on the numbers? And I think that's what Trump ought to say. And he ought to say he's doing it for the American people who are being undercut by this, and then list the reasons how they're being undercut. Is that a dangerous position? Well, with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, you know they're going to be ready for that. They're going to come out firing that this somehow or another is racist or lacking in compassion. And that's when Trump has to point to these names, Lake and Riley, this little girl in Houston, the things we've seen just over the last number of weeks, with details. And be ready to rebut Biden saying, well, you told the Republicans not to allow, you're responsible. You didn't want the border reform that I asked for in order to stop this. Now, this is not an impossible task to break Biden on this, but that's where it's going to go. All righty, 855-839-1210. Watch tomorrow and Thursday, too. I think some big Supreme Court cases are going to drop, not just the immunity case. There's an abortion case, and there's this January 6th case. I think the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of some of these plaintiffs who were charged with obstruction, but not insurrection. January 6th group. And if that happens, that plays into Trump's January 6th case with Jack Smith. So this could bleed into the debate big time. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do, it's just push pound 1210. Coming up, Dan Time with Dom. More of your calls. Great side question today. Alex Trebek gets the forever stamp. Certainly worthy of it. Who is it that you would put on a stamp? And I have to tell you, I'm trying to think of anyone living. Yeah, we mentioned Alan West, of course. Or heroes that have died protecting us. But maybe we don't know. I'm talking about a major public figure in the military. Who is it that's out there that you think of when you think of someone in the military now? Many times we think of the politically correct, the woke military, as opposed to those that we would honor. But if you make it onto a stamp, Willie Mays just passed. Willie Mays will be on a stamp. He might have already been on some in some shape, way, or form. Certainly worthy of it. Who else? 855-839-1210. Judge Marchand has partially lifted the Trump gag order. I guess. Amazing, I guess, for the debate. Jack Smith is trying to place a bigger gag order on Trump in the documents case as we speak. So this debate, some of it is cutting toward Trump on Thursday. As far as the rules, they're going to help Trump on this. And I think he sees the error of what he did in 2020. He's not going to be full court pressing Biden on this. He doesn't have to. But he does have to hit home on the damage done to Americans by the two I's, inflation and illegal immigration.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.